Hi. Are you trying to find the... Yeah. Obviously. No, it's why I like being on the party committee. It's in the auditorium. Obviously, I'm a vampire. Can't you tell? I know. No, Halloween parties are always so much fun. This year we really went full out. Yeah. Personally, I think the decorations are killer. Now, what are you supposed to be? Come on, tell me. Now I see it, yeah. Was it a last minute costume? I made sure to let you know about this party like a month in advance. It's fine. You pull it off anyways. Yeah, it's, costume blood. Yeah. What? Oh, no, don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll wash out of it. Yeah, I mean, costume blood, they use it for a lot of different things, so... I'm sure it can come out with a little bit of, you know. Yeah, do you want to go ahead and head in? I think we're supposed to start a game soon. yeah? We didn't set that up. Fine. Do you mind if I... Yeah, they forgot to set up some of the lights in the back. Yeah, I'll be gone for like 10 minutes max. No, I just don't want to leave you alone. Yeah. You could get lost or... You know, distracted. Yeah. Besides, I wanted to show you something. It's Halloween after all. Yeah. Okay, I'll be back. Did you seriously not even know? The box is right there all the time. Yeah, no, I was with them, why? No, they're... with me, in that sense, yeah? They're... flirting with who? Isn't that their friend? No, not theirs, but the other girl in class. She sits up way in the back. Yeah, she got last week's problem wrong. Yeah, can you guys finish this up? The orange ones are supposed to go over there, the banisters. Just make sure they're facing the right direction, please. Yeah. great. You guys are the best. Hey. I'm sorry I took so long. Yeah, I know. Is that the reason why you had to occupy yourself with this? Well, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, obviously, but, you know, you guys just weren't friends before or anything, so. could you give us a minute? Yeah. No, I'm friends with one of her friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with you over there at the table. Mm-hmm. Why are you talking to them? Uh-huh. You were going to ask them out tonight? That's cute. Don't do it. For one, they're taken by me, and for a second, I think that would be a very, very bad mistake on your end. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Good choice. Now, Jushu. Sorry about that. Mm. Do you want to go see what I wanted to show you? Yeah. It's in the bell tower. Mm-hmm. They have an elevator. Come on. Usually, we're not allowed on the side of campus, especially in the bell tower. But, since that's where they store most of the decorations, we have access. Mm-hmm. It's also the tallest part on campus, so... yeah. Mm. Come in. Okay. Do you trust me? I just want to blindfold you. So it could be a really big surprise. Mm-hmm. Come on, come on, come on, please. Elevator's almost there. Thank you. Uh-huh. Good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Watch your step. Couple more steps forward. Okay, stop. Ready? 1, 2, and 3. yeah, it's from me. Well, I know. It might not be the most traditional day to ask someone out, but I wanted to ask you out in a grand romantic gesture way. So, it is a full moon. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty up here. No, I know you have a crush on me. I know this. No, you do have a crush on me. I don't think I made myself as clear as I should have. I know you love me. And I love you just as much. If not more. I'm sorry if I'm coming off too strong or anything, but I don't think you would mind. I mean, you obviously like me. You've liked me since the beginning of the semester. But you liking me isn't enough for me. You have to love me and just be mine. Does my love scare you? Does it? My love is true, though. I've loved you since the moment I saw you. It's a shame you haven't seen it since then. It's a shame you didn't see it. I wouldn't try going down the elevator, darling. You need a key to even open the doors. And it might only be somewhere on my body. I know. But how else was I supposed to get alone time with you? I mean, I already had to get rid of the girl that you were originally gonna come with. And then your friend decided to talk to you, which really didn't end well. You didn't think it was a little tiny bit weird that she just bailed without texting you or anything? Really? Oh, she's fine. She'll come to you in about a day, maybe two. She won't remember you though, so you don't have to worry. Now, won't you help me celebrate Halloween? I mean, I am a vampire, aren't I? It's a full moon, and I really, really would like you to help me. Satisfy myself. Be quiet for me. Would it hurt if I bit you right here? It would. I don't think it would. I think you would like it. Am I wrong? No. Mm-hmm. Promise, nothing's in I just think you should take in a little bit of liquid. Just so you don't pass out. You didn't know I was a real vampire? That's a shame for you, isn't it? Yeah, I know it is. Now, if you even want a chance to have a normal life, I think you should maybe start by pleasuring me. If you don't, I think I might just have to keep you all to myself, away from everyone else. You wouldn't like that, would you? I know. No. You want me to take off my skirt? There. Get on your knees for me. Yeah. Good job. No. You're doing so good for me. You must really want to stay around everyone. Such a good job. Good job. Yes. Fuck. I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you. I love you. I scratch you too much. Oh, darling, I'm sorry. Oh, I usually end up hurting things I love, but I don't want to hurt you. I'm sorry. Would you let me return the favor? Well, I hope you enjoyed your treat. But I'm sorry. sorry I also tricked you. The reason I came so quickly was because you're going to fall asleep in about 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy Halloween. You really shouldn't accept things from strangers. I hope you have sweet dreams. And your new life will be so much better than this.